The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Well, good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy. It is Thursday morning, the 19th of September 2019. And what a beautiful day it is again today in Dublin City. We seem to be struck by wonderful meteorological gold this week. So bask and enjoy. It's also a little twist of autumn in the air, which is quite nice too. The trees are changing colours. Well, maybe not the trees, but certainly the leaves on the branches that emerge from the trees are. And it is beautiful. What have we got for you today? Well, I'm delighted to say that sitting outside and enjoying what looks like a coffee, could be tea, I didn't ask, but Cecilia Hearn, author and friend of ours, is sitting patiently and waiting to be dragged in here for questioning. And we'll be chatting with Cecilia a little later on about her new book, which is called Postscript, which is a follow-up to P.S. I Love You. And she's a little exclusive for us, which we will tell you about later. How about this for good news for an Irish company? Smith's Toys are doing very, very well for themselves, according to breakingnews.ie. Sales of Lego and superhero toys last year helped family-owned Irish toy seller, that's why we like it, Smith's, to record revenues of over 656 million euro. That's a whole lot of toys. There's money in them, their toys, folks. And they've been expanding in the UK. A new figure show that the Galway headquartered business enjoyed strong growth in 2018 in the UK as sales surged by 22%. When you hear all the doom and gloom stories, economically at least, and with Brexit and so forth, this is definitely separating themselves from the pack. Massive turnover. The company entered the UK market in 07 and the business has grown exponentially there since then, and it last year opened a further 6 outlets. They have 100 stores, did you know this, in England and Wales and Scotland, which I didn't know. And they also operate in Germany, Switzerland and Austria. This I didn't know, but there you are. Well done to them. A great success story. In America, there's a lady called Hope Davis. And Hope Davis didn't realise, we're told, the hard truth until her pals uploaded a batch of unflattering photographs to Facebook and Instagram. And the realisation, and this is her realisation, she says this, she's in on this, so it's not just a judgment being made, just so you know. She had what's called the resting bitch face. You've heard of this. Men have it, women have it. It's an unfortunate face that you get when you're just looking out into the, gazing into the distance. Some people kind of look meany, bitchy, and it is the RBF, let's just call it that for the purpose of this, because that's what the plastic surgeons call it. They have plastic surgery to fix the RBF. Can you believe this? Because this woman saw the pictures of herself and she said, I was like, oh great, I look mad in the middle of the party. She's 42. She said, I look like a sourpuss. So she's a medical equipment sales associate. So she sells stuff. And she says that she depends on her appearing and looking approachable and kind and nice. And that if she is resting and she doesn't look nice, it's not good for business. So she went to the plastic surgeon, and the plastic surgeon said, when he was approached by journalists, he said, they may not always use the words resting bitch face, but if I mention RBF, they say, exactly, that's my problem, that's what I want to fix. So the lady said, I don't want a Joker smile, as in the Batman character, but I want a pleasant resting look. A PRL for the purpose of this. So to achieve the look, the doctors use techniques such as the injection of fillers into the face, sometimes Botox, and the procedure takes between 10 and 20 minutes. It'll cost you about 400 or 500 euro and face fixed. Would you bother at all? And therein lies sort of the problem. It feeds into the next story, which is about Instagram. And it's a service that I use and I like because I think it's friendly. And any mess and you're blocked, you're out. Any mess and you're kicked out of the pub, and rightly so. Whereas other feeds are nasty. So this is a pleasant one. But what they're doing is, and I quite like what they've done, and it seems to have been at the behest of an actor in the UK who has been pushing for this. Jamila Jamil, you might know her from The Good Place. And she has been saying that we want to change attitudes to appearance on Instagram. So Instagram announced yesterday a new policy that would restrict and in some cases remove content that promotes weight loss products or cosmetic procedures. And this is a policy being led by Instagram. It'll impact on content on Facebook as well. But users who are known to be under the age of 18 will be restricted from viewing posts that promote the use of certain weight loss products and cosmetic procedures, or posts that have an incentive for users to buy products or include a price. And this is kind of a backlash to the influencers thing. The quality of some of the stuff that they're flogging. The changes were aimed at dealing with this growing industry of influencer marketing on the platform. The person behind it in Instagram said, "We want Instagram to be a positive place for everyone that uses it. And this policy is part of our ongoing work to reduce the pressure that people can sometimes feel as a result of social media. The Kardashians, for example, have been at the centre of the growing backlash against celebrity-sponsored weight loss products advertised on Instagram." And the actress, the actor Jamil, wrote on her own Instagram that we're changing the world together. After a bunch of shouting and screaming and petitioning, we've managed to get the attention of the people at the top. And they've heard us and they want to protect us. So this is a good move. It makes sense. It's a bit like what they've done recently on Instagram. Again, you know, we can be inclined to bash social media sometimes, but when they're getting it right, you've got to say fair play. And another fair play to them is that if you're not on this mightn't make as much sense, so we'll keep it brief. But if you are, you'd post a picture and it has underneath how many people liked it. You can, and they've got rid of that number count under the photograph. So that particularly for young people, if you say, oh, your picture only got 50 likes, or your picture only got 20 likes, and my picture got 100 likes, that element of competition and unpleasantness is gone. And I think that's brilliant. Really, really healthy. So they seem to be listening, and I think they're moving in the right direction. I'm delighted. Poor Celine Dion. Haven't heard from Celine Dion for an age. She's 52 years old, but she did an interview recently. And as the piece here in the Huffington Post says, Celine Dion's heart isn't quite ready to go on. And the poor woman, remember her husband died? Rene Angelil, I think his name's, and she was saying that he died in 2016 of throat cancer. And she says, "I don't date. I'm not ready to date. I'm very lucky and happy to have so many people in my surroundings to make me. They make me laugh. But I miss being touched," she says, quite honestly. She said, "I miss to be hugged. I miss to be told you're beautiful. I miss what a boyfriend and miss what a husband would do." Frank words from Celine Dion, who's coming to terms with life on her own. Not an easy thing to do, but she's muddling through, I suppose. The plastic watch continues. I see Coca-Cola are going to stop using plastic shrink wrap. And you know, you buy a 6-pack or a 4-pack on the products like Fanta and Sprite and Lilt. But yes, they have plastic Lilt. I haven't had a can of Lilt since I was very 9. But anyway, they're going to move them to cardboard. That makes great sense over the next 18 months. So top marks there. Good news story. Justin Trudeau, a spot of bother this morning. This is a twofold story. He's running for re-election. And suddenly this story emerges. If you tell me this story wasn't in their back pocket for the last 2 years, I wouldn't believe you. Because here's what happened. Canadian Prime Minister, just the touch of the golden boys about him, and no one likes a golden boy. No one likes a golden boy. And Justin Trudeau has admitted to wearing brown face makeup during a 2001 event at a school where he was teaching, and he's had to confront this, and he said, "I regret it deeply." So he's campaigning for re-election. It's happening on October the 22nd for our friends in Canada. And he told reporters, "Look, I didn't think it was racist at the time, but now I recognise it was something racist to do." Different times, and making him accountable and so forth is where this is all going. A yearbook photo of the incident published by Time magazine shows a 29-year-old Trudeau, who was a teacher before he went into politics, wearing a turban and a robe with dark makeup on his hands and his face and his neck. He said it was taken during an Arabian Nights themed gala at the school he was teaching, in private school. And the publication of the photo came between stops on his re-election campaign, in which opinion polls suggest his party faces a tough battle. So that's just the electoral shenanigans there, but also the modern mores being challenged by sins of the past, as can so often happen, particularly for people in public life. There's a woman called Jenna Evans. She's 29. She's engaged to Bobby. They they're very happy together. She's 29. And she had said that she and her fiancé, Bobby, had been on a speeding train and she was forced to swallow her engagement ring, her wedding ring, to protect it from bad guys. And then she woke up, it was all a dream. And she was at her home in California and she realised it had been a dream, but as part of parcel of the dream, she did swallow her diamond ring. So she was, you know what, she, you know where we're going with this. And she said she knew exactly what had happened. She woke up and she said, can we? So they went to the hospital, got the x-ray, and they identified, there's the ring, 2.4 carat diamond ring in her stomach. And the doctors agreed it would be unwise to, quote unquote, let nature take its course with the ring, unwise. So she had a procedure to remove the ring, but said she was asked to sign release forms in case she died during the operation to get the ring out of her stomach. She said, then I cried a lot because I would be so mad if I died. Not that she'd have much of a say on the matter if it happened, but anyway, she would have. I waited a long time for that damn engagement ring, and I will marry Bobby. I will marry Bobby Howell. And she will. She lived. And the procedure was a success, and she woke up hysterically crying. She seems to do a lot of crying, but there you are. 51551 is the text number this morning. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. Dennis is in Frisburgh, and he says, good morning. Heard you talking about Irish toy shops. I was in Donegal town yesterday in Raymond and Deirdre Charles's toy shop, a gem of a shop, and they're so friendly and helpful. Please mention them. Happy to do it. The more Irish, the better. David in Dublin says, Smiths are a success because they are beating the online sellers. Check Amazon, Smiths will beat them. And they deliver. Win-win. Yeah, I don't think I'd buy a toy online. I wouldn't like that. I'd want to see it and the size of it and all the rest of it. No, no. Another from Robert in Dublin says, I'm watching Roald Dahl's The Witches. Scary film. With my 11-year-old. But we keep laughing at the witch conference scene led by Angelica Houston. Remember, well, that's quite terrifying, that scene. I mean, if, like, some kids wouldn't. Anyway, keep going. As half the bald witches are men, very obviously men, my little one can't decide whether they were supposed to be there or were there enough female witches available for the movie. Anyway, when you watch the scene, it is quite funny. Yeah, good. Well, that's a good movie to watch, but it's creepy. But it's Roald Dahl, and he's creepy too. 16 minutes past 9, the text is 51551. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. I'm loving this song. This is Lily Moore featuring Maverick Sabre.